Rajakacharya, Astotara Sat Shri Srimat, His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Grantharaj Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Jeva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Tumashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistuki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. My name is Radhika Jeevan Das and I'm visiting from South Africa. Hare Krishna. We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 7, Further Inquiries by Vidura. And we're doing text number 34. Word for word. Dhanashya Tapasho Vapi Yat Chesta Purtayo Phalam Pravasha Stasya Yo Dharmo Yash Pumsha Uthapadi Dharmasya Tapasho Vapi Yachesta Putayo Phalam Pravasha Stasya Yodharmo Yascha Pumsha Uthapati Dhanasya Tapasho Vapi Yachesta Putayo Phalam Pravasha Stasya Yodharma Yascha Pumsha Uthapadi Dhanasya Tapasho Vapi Yachesta Purtayo Phalam Pravasha Stasya Yodharma Yascha Pumsha Uthapadi Matajis. Mm-hmm. Prabhupati. Word for word translation, dhanasya of charity, tapasya of penance, vapi lake, yat that which, cha and ista endeavor, purtayo of reservoirs of water, phalam fruit of result, purvasha, stasya, one who is away from home, yaha, that which, dharmaha, duty, ya, cha, and which, pumshaha, a man, uta, described, upadi, in danger. Translation. Please also describe the fruitive results of charity and penance and of digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of persons who are away from home and also the duty of a man in an awkward position. Please repeat. Please also describe the fruitive results of charity and penance and of digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of persons who are away from home and also the duty of a man in an awkward position. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The digging of reservoirs of water for public use is a great work of charity, and retiring from family life after 50 years of age is a great act of penance performed by the sober human being. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manubishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Satadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschetta Deshatharine Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaishnavbeyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna translation. Please also describe the fruitive results of charity and penance and of digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of persons who are away from home and also the duty of a man in an awkward position. So we continue to follow this section of the Bhagavatam, which are inquiries and questions by Vidura to the sage Maitreya Muni. And it's also also Sukadev Goswami who's narrating this pastime to Maharaj Parikshit. So Prabhupada writes, the digging of reservoirs of water for public use is a great work of charity, and retiring from family life after 50 years of age is a great act of penance performed by the sober human being. So, a charity, dhana, charity, and penance, they are very pious activities. Here we see the digging of a well or reservoir of water as a pious activity. And penance is austerity. And Prabhupada recommends a person in householder life retire at the age of 50. Normally, traditionally in Vedic culture, this was going on. A person would retire at the age of 50. Prabhupada is basically explaining an aspect of vanashrama dharma, that a grihastha devotee or someone who is married should retire at the age of 50, and traditionally they would go north into the forest. But by Prabhupada's mercy, going north means to come to a Hare Krishna temple. And we have such nice communities where such persons who are able to retire at the age of 50, they can come and continue their devotional service. So we don't have to go to the Himalayan mountains and perform austerities. Our austerity is to live in the association of devotees. So normally we are recipients of charity within the Hare Krishna movement. We collect bhoga for the deities, flowers, we collect donations for our festivals. But how do we give charity? Our charity is to distribute spiritual knowledge. Our duty in two ways to distribute spiritual knowledge is to distribute books and to speak to people that come to our temple. Speak to them about Krishna consciousness, answer their questions, give them little explanations of what they see. When we are in this bodily concept of life, we are spirit souls temporarily living in this body. And when we are in this body concept of life, we are conditioned in four ways. We have four defects. And one of them is that we become illusioned. We make mistakes. We have the propensity to cheat. We have imperfect senses. And we become illusioned. And we become illusioned in two major ways. One is we think that we are this body. And the other illusion is that we think we are separate from Lord Krishna. When we think in terms of this body, it simply means sense gratification, sex life. And this binds us and it entangles us and it puts us into miserable conditions in this world. If our sex life is not regulated, if it's not conducted under proper spiritual guidance, under a spiritual mentor or guru, then we will be in very deep trouble. This is how dangerous sex life is. In the very beginning of marriage, or if we're in some kind of relationship, it's very nice. It's like nectar, but it turns out to be poison if we do not follow a bona fide spiritual process. So this is our greatest illusion, is we think we are this body. And as a result, we continue in the samsara, the cycle of birth and death, due to the sex impulse. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. We just cannot give up our illicit desires to enjoy this body. And as a result, we are entangled. So this is a very deep illusion. We become illusion. This is one of the defects. The other defect or the other illusion is we think we are separate from God or Krishna. We are individuals, spirit souls. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we are part and parcel of Him. But we are not separated from Him. We are individuals, and when we go back to the kingdom of God, we'll also be individuals. But we'll also always be serving Krishna. Like you see in these pictures, the devotees are always serving Krishna. Krishna is never alone. So this is another illusion to think that we are separate from Lord Krishna. How do we overcome this illusion? That secret is given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, through the Vedic scriptures. We are very fortunate that He has taken the time. Of course, we know that He is the chosen one. He is the person that Lord Chaitanya has sent. Originally, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared and He performed many wonderful pastimes. And one of His main or most important activity or pastime is that Lord Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Krishna's final instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja, 1866 of Bhagavad Gita, is that one should completely surrender unto Lord Krishna. Give up all varieties of other spiritual activities. And Krishna promises, I will deliver you from your sinful activities, do not fear. This was Krishna's promise. But when Krishna left, no one knew how to carry out this instruction. And then we find that Krishna comes again 500 years ago as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna in the form of His own devotee. And the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a practical demonstration of that final instruction of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Chaitanya, He preached all over India. He spread the Hare Krishna movement all over India. But He did not leave India. Lord Chaitanya made the prediction that the holy name of Krishna will spread through every town and village of the world. And in 1965, at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada, He got a free passage on a cargo ship that took Him from India to New York City. And He fulfilled that prediction, that the holy name of Krishna will spread through every town and village of the world. Srila Prabhupada, He made Hare Krishna a household name all over the world. And He also gave us the spiritual knowledge. I'm very fortunate. This is a dream come true for me to visit this place, because yesterday at 11:30 I had my appointment to visit Srila Prabhupada's room. And it was such an amazing experience. You know, you had to wash your feet, go on the towels, and the stairs were the original stairs, the original railings that Prabhupada used to hold. Such a wonderful experience. And you go into Prabhupada's darshan room, and I was told that practically 95% is original. The equipment, the furniture, the bed, the closets, everything is. I'm fortunate to be at this time where it's like 95% original. I've watched videos and seen pictures of Prabhupada's room. And in this room upstairs, Prabhupada did so much translation. So much translation. So it was such a wonderful experience going up. And, you know, from reading Prabhupada's biographies and hearing from different devotees through the Prabhupada memory series that served Prabhupada or had some interaction with Prabhupada here in Los Angeles. It was such a great experience going up to Prabhupada's room. But we can understand that Prabhupada would get up every night wherever he traveled in the world, at midnight, at 1 o'clock, and when everyone else was sleeping, he would translate these books for our benefit. So this is the greatest charity we can perform, is to go out and give the spiritual knowledge. And also to speak to people who come in. Speak to them in a nice way, so when they leave, they will leave with a good impression. that good impression will bring them back, or you'll plant the seed of devotional service in them. For 2 months, during the June and July up to August this year, I spent time at Spanish Fork Temple in Utah with His Grace Charu Prabhu and Vaibhavi Mataji, who also served here in Los Angeles. And my service was to greet the tourists and guests that come in. Practically every day for the 2.5 months I stayed there, every day I had the opportunity of speaking to people in some way about Krishna consciousness. On one day, there were like just one family and one young man sitting, both of Indian origin. So I spoke to them and they didn't have any questions. But later on, the young man, who was a young Indian who grew up in Chicago, his parents came a long time ago to America, and he grew up in Chicago, and he came to Utah to study. He's a medical student, and he came, and he looked up on the internet temples in Utah, and Hare Krishna temple came up, and he came to visit, and then he came up to me, and then we had a little discussion, and I encouraged him to buy this one book called The Science of Self-Realization, which he did. And I invited him to the Sunday Love Feast program and gave him a little invitation. So after a month, I did not see him. But he came, after 3 or 4 weeks, he came for the Sunday Love Feast program. And at the end, he came up to me. And he says, "Thank you so much for the book." And he says, "I've read the first 3 articles, and each time it gets better. Each time it gets better." So this is a realization by a young medical student. And then he said that it's the first time he's coming to a temple where he saw mainly American people. So I told him, yes, here there's mainly American people that come even for the Sunday Love Feast. Maybe 98% of the people are American. Just a few Indian families would come. And thereafter, for the next 3 weeks, up to the time I left, up to Krishna Janmashtami, he came for every Sunday Love Feast program. So this is the potency of Prabhupada's books, of Prabhupada's lectures and conversations, that Prabhupada wanted us to give out his books to intelligent people. And here we see a young medical student. Simply by reading Prabhupada's books, he felt so inspired. He got a higher taste. So in this way, in Utah, in Spanish Fork, every day I was able to meet people. And just by speaking to them, answering the questions who Prabhupada is, explain to them a little about deity worship, explain how Krishna appears in the form of his holy name, and this is the spiritual practice of this age. At the end, many of them took books. We don't actually have to force anyone to take a book. Just by presenting what's in the book, they will automatically take books. So this is our real dhan, our real charity, is to go out and give this spiritual knowledge to others. Of course, we know we are fortunate that Prabhupada, he arranged our society in such a way that everyone can play some role. Everyone cannot be a big book distributor. Everyone cannot go and distribute 10,000 plates of prasadam every day. Not everyone can be a manager or a temple president. It's not an easy task. But whatever we can do, we should do it in a team. And Prabhupada gives the example that one stick is easy to break, but if you have a bunch of sticks, it's very difficult to break. So this is what Prabhupada wants us. He wants us to be in his family, no matter what happens. So also this goes for the penance. Penance is our austerity. There's austerity. It's described in Bhagavad Gita of the mind, of speech, of the body. Again, it all should be based in such a way that Krishna is put in the center. We're doing this for Krishna. We're doing this for Srila Prabhupada. So our charity is to go out, distribute spiritual knowledge, and when whoever comes to the temple, speak to them in a nice way. And in this way, they will come back. The austerities that we perform are very simple. Prabhupada mentions practically on every page of his book, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling. These are actually not austerities, they are principles of freedom. By following these freedom, these principles, one is protected. This is a major aspect of Bhagavad Gita, is how to control the senses. When these thoughts come, chant Hare Krishna loudly. Pray to Krishna. Krishna is non-different from his name. I would often explain to our guests in Utah that in this age, the Lord appears in the form of his holy name. And I'll ask them, you know, when you feel thirsty and you call out water, 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 will that quench your thirst? And they will all answer no. I said yes, because the substance water and the name water are different. But when you call out the name of the Lord, you are in his direct association. The Lord is not different from his name. So in this way, it was easier for them, for us to get them to chant the holy name. And I would tell them that our spiritual master, he has given two gifts to this world. One is the holy name. And it is, he has instructed us to share this holy name with others. And I would ask them to chant, and they would all chant Hare Krishna. And these are sometimes people from other faiths, like the Mormons, which is a Mormon area. And the other gift is the spiritual knowledge that he has presented through his books. And I would request them, please go down to the gift store or the bookstore and look at the books. And many of them would take books. So this is the charity we must perform, is always distribute the spiritual knowledge through going out and distributing books or speaking to people that come to the temple. And Prabhupada, he also at the end, he says, retiring from family life after 50 years of age is a great act of penance performed by sober human beings. Sober human beings simply means those who have knowledge from Prabhupada's books and those who are practicing what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada, it's mentioned that you can practice as much as you can. There's no artificial austerities. So it may not be possible for everyone to retire at 50, but that doesn't mean you must give up the process of Krishna consciousness, because Prabhupada is recommending at 50, and in many purports he also says this, but you should always continue chanting or coming up to the standard of 16 rounds, following the regulative principles, being chaste to ISKCON, to Prabhupada's teachings. This is the austerity we should perform. It's very difficult from experience, and over the years we've seen so many difficulties that devotees go through. And we should pray that everyone comes back to Prabhupada's family. By a sober human being, dhira stratra namuyate. So this is also a major part, that how to become sober. And that is simply following the process given by Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. We'll take your comments and questions, or we can add on. Okay. Yes, yeah. Hare Krishna. In your experience of being in Utah, Okay.
Youth students coming or college people going there to get some more information besides the festival?
Yes. So I haven't been for any of the festivals, but I also heard about the Color Festival that's held in March that attracts about 10,000 local people, students. And then there's the Kirtan Mela, which was early in June. So I went after June, but I've heard of these festivals. But I've seen the results of these festivals, that many of these young people, Mormons, inquisitive Mormons, they would come to hear Charu Prabhu speak and they would take books. So the results are there, because 90% of the people or 95% of the people that come for the Sunday Love Feast are the local people, the local American people. So the results are there. Yes. Good
problem. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a very nice presentation. You didn't follow instructions. I asked you to introduce yourself and you just gave a little. So I would like you to say a little bit more about yourself, who your spiritual master is, how you joined. Okay. But just on this point of preaching in Utah, I was there recently for the Sadhu Sangha, and it's not just about the young people. Everybody there are conscious of Krishna. We stopped in a Walmart to pick up some cases of water because there were a bunch of us staying in a hotel. And this middle-aged woman, I would say mid-50s, she came up to me and... because I didn't know where the water was, so I asked her. She was telling me. So she noticed the tilak and the dress. She said, "You're a Hare Krishna." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Are you familiar with?" She said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been to your festival many times. I really love it. I love the festival. I love your food," like that. So, by the mercy of the devotees preaching in Utah, everybody locally are Krishna conscious, and they seem to all have a very favorable attitude towards Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So to attract intelligent people to come to our moment, Krishna consciousness, I want to ask you, can you give some kind of hints, tips, how to attract them? Come in my mind, actually, then, you know, the best is give them the book, but also person who are giving them the book, or all of us, in some sense, should be actually very learned, and they can be impressed by our, you know, knowledge about these books. So can you give some more tips about that?
Yes. How to preach to Mormons, basically. I had practically every day the experience, and I would simply explain the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness, how we are not this body, we are spirit, soul, temporal, living in this body. The soul is not Hindu, Muslim, or Christian. It's not male or female. It's not black, white, Indian, colored, American, Chinese. And I would give them the example that if you go into a mortuary, I think in America it's called a morgue, and you'll see many naked bodies, dead bodies, black body, white body, Indian body, colored body, baby's body. And I would ask them, can you say who's a Hindu, who's a Muslim, who's a Christian? And they'll say no. And then they could understand that we're dealing with the spirit soul, who has no such designations. And many of them agreed that it's practically the same philosophy that they follow. So we don't have to change anything that Prabhupada has given. Simply present Prabhupada's teaching purely and sincerely, and it'll have effect on anyone who hears it. Okay. Okay, Prabhupada, I had some spiritual inquiry in the middle of 1995, and the devotees from the Durban Temple came preaching through a 10 campaign program, and they invited everyone to a local service or a Namahata group in our area. And I went, and I wanted to learn more about Hare Krishna, and from then up to now I'm still doing the same. I'm learning more and more all the time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.